from Breitbart News. The White House is examining plans that could deflect the sun's rays to cool the earth. Wow, that's a genius plan. So we're going to fight. Oh, by the way they're going to do this is like pouring tons and tons of reflective chemicals and shit into the upper atmosphere, into the stratosphere. Yeah, so we're going to pollute the planet to save the planet. Brilliant! So before I get into this retarded story that unfortunately is true and reflects the current clown world that we live in, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to please go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, where you will find more than 1,600 pieces of content to date, lots of yummy red pill goodness for you to imbibe upon. So I suggest you go check that out. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Please like, subscribe, and comment. Okay, so Joe Biden, and it's not really Joe Biden, it's his handlers who themselves work for the powers that be, are planning to cool the planet down. Yeah, because it's too hot. Even though now they use the term climate change and not global warming, because global warming has been debunked and global cooling has been debunked. When I was a kid, it was global cooling, then it was global warming, then it was global cooling again, and then global warming again. It seemed to change every fucking decade. And then social media came about and the dissemination of information became so much more efficient. And since the left and the libtard global elite idiots started to get called out so much on their bullshit, now they've just went to this nebulous term of climate change, and now they're pivoting back to global warming. Essentially, this belief that the world will end because it's going to get too hot. Oh, okay. Even though they won't say that, because they will be demolished. So they stick to nebulous bullshit. The White House is open to studying research that details methods of directing sunlight away from the Earth. Don't we need sunlight? I mean, like for crops and shit? Photosynthesis? I mean, don't plants take sunlight and combine with water, turn it into, like, energy, and then they grow, and then we eat the plants? Which I would think vegans would have a problem with, because aren't plants living beings? No! They're not alive at all! But anyway, isn't this bad? Why aren't the vegans protesting this? Doesn't this mean you're going to be cutting the flora? Doesn't this mean you're going to be cutting vegetation to an extreme amount? I thought the vegans wanted more vegetation, not less. So this would kill a lot of the planet, by the way, because the animals that we eat, a lot of them live off of this very vegetation. So you're going to have less meat, you're going to have less protein, you're going to have less food for the vegans, you're going to have less food for the non-vegans. So the human population will plummet, which is, of course, their goal, depopulation. Yeah, we need to deflect light from the Earth's surface to cool the atmosphere and halt climate change. What? So, you're saying global warming without saying global warming. Climate change, we mean global warming, but we don't say global warming because that has been disproven and debunked. There's more polar bears than ever. There's more ice than ever in the North and the South Pole. So we stopped saying global warming a long time ago because everybody's been proving that to be bullshit. So we just say climate change. But just colloquially, we actually mean global warming. Stratospheric aerosol injection. Oh, wow. That's lovely. I'm sure that's not going to cause any health problems at all. And marine cloud brightening. What the fuck does that mean? It means you're going to inject shit into the atmosphere. I'm sure none of that's going to be harmful to your health. Oh, no. It's mentioned in the paper that reportedly also sets out unspecified research in cirrus cloud thinning. Unspecified research. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess you don't have to specify it too much now. People worship science as a religion these days. So if a scientist farts, that's universal truth. That's certainly universal truth that people pass gas. But if that scientist tells you that passing of gas is going to end the world because of the methane in his gas ejections, I would be skeptical. But most people these days are not skeptical because they are far too brainwashed into believing in authority figures and what they say being absolute truth. Because they're a bunch of fucking lemmings now. Officials suggested in a report released Friday that limiting sunlight to rapidly cool the planet. Oh, that's a great idea! A solar geoengineering process known as solar radiation modification could hold a viable future. Where the fuck are we going to live? I see a lot of unintended consequences here. Like, couldn't this spark a new ice age or some shit? You do understand that the Earth and life on it exists only because we're in a very narrow margin of space that allows the planet to be not too hot, not too cold. And any time that heat or cold has changed even a little, we've had massively long ice ages that nearly wiped out the entire human population. I believe that the human population at one point during the last ice age reduced to less than 10,000 fucking people. But somehow you think that fucking... This is interesting to me. Fucking with the Earth's climate and environment is bad. So we're gonna fuck with the environment. So the solution to what you call man-made climate change is more man-made climate change. What? Oh, wow. Wow, this is insane. So the possible consideration comes at the same time the Biden administration embraces solar panels as a way to produce energy via the solar panels are bullshit. They're very inefficient. And what do they lose? Like 1 to 3% a year in efficiency? So after like 20, 30 years, they're worthless? After 10 years, they're hardly viable. I mean, they rarely pay for themselves. that's a viable option. What about when it's fucking cloudy? What if you live in a fucking desert with lots of dust and you have to get on your fucking roof every week to dust those? Hell, you have to get on your fucking roof every day and dust these fucking panels. Otherwise, they don't produce enough money to offset the amount of cash that you put out to put them on your fucking roof and buy them in the first place. And then you fall off your fucking roof and break your neck. You ain't paying off jack shit then. Yeah. As if solar panels are somehow kind of some kind of new technology. They've been around for decades. Joe Biden is bragging that his administration is building one of the world's largest solar panel plants. It's just another way to create more debt, more wealth for the global elites, because the way they make their money is by debt. Yeah. They had spent $1 trillion on solar plants that are fed by solar panels. One of the least reliable ways of creating energy. That's brilliant, Joe. Meanwhile, you give no new leases to oil and gas to drill, and price of energy just keeps going up, 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 and your solution is one of the least efficient ways to produce energy. Brilliant. Yeah, he's bragging. Yeah. Yeah, brilliant idea, Joe. Great idea. So the congressionally mandated report released by the Office of Science and Technology... Yeah, because scientists have never been able to be bought in the history of mankind. Oh, no. They've never been bought, never been paid off. They've never lied. They've never misrepresented information just so it aligned with their ideological view of the world. No, never happened. You can't bribe a scientist. Shows the research team has been examining geoengineering methods to keep the sun's rays from accelerating global warming. Why don't you just build a bunch of fucking nuclear power plants and get it over with? And then you could pay like 5 cents a month for your electricity. Oh, No. We can't actually create cheap energy because then people would have massive amounts of disposable income and many of them could start their own businesses and free themselves from being the tax chattel that they are. Yeah. God forbid they do that. As the University of Oxford notes in its entry on the subject, geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale intervention in the Earth's natural systems to counteract climate change. You want to counteract climate change by introducing climate change? That's oxymoronic. What are you talking about? This is the clown world we're living in. I don't get this. We want to solve the murder epidemic going on in America by murdering a bunch of people. murder a bunch. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, whatever. According to the report titled Congressional Mandated Report on Solar Radiation Modification, the types of geoengineering methods the Biden administration is looking into are stratospheric aerosol injection. Aerosol of what? Heavy metals? Well, they would sink down to the earth. Not if you seeded them high enough. And marine crab rattling. Yeah, brilliant. What are they going to inject? What are they going to inject in the atmosphere that's going to reflect sunlight and cool the earth that isn't going to in some way, shape, or form be detrimental to the health of humans? Don't we need sunlight, by the way? You can just take vitamin D supplements. I'm sure they're lobbying for this shit heavily. The vitamin D producers of the world, oh yeah. Additionally, the paper reportedly mentions there is research in cirrus cloud thinning. The introduction to the report, as seen by Fox News, yeah, which is nothing more than a shill of the left now, since they got rid of Tucker fucking Carlson. They were already leftist shills to begin with. He was the only bright spot in that fucking entire broadcasting network. Indicated research into space-based approaches. Yeah, space-based. That's staying up there, yo. Has not been occurring as geoengineering is easier to implement. Oh, lovely. Geoengineering, isn't that just a fancy word for introducing your own climate change? Oh, I'm sure they don't want to do this under the auspices, under the umbrella of saving the planet to introduce their own climate change. That I'm sure won't be in any way, shape, or form detrimental to us plebs. Oh, no. I'm sure they have our well-being at heart. The document read, the focus on atmospheric approaches also follows from their greater near-term feasibility relative to space-based approaches. So essentially, you're saying you want to combat global warming that you don't use as a term anymore because it's been totally, completely debunked, so global warming is not actually happening, but you want to reverse the warming of the atmosphere, the warming of the Earth, and make it colder. Aren't humans tropical creatures? Don't we thrive best in, like, temperatures in the mid-70s? What the fuck's going to happen when we experience winter if you cool the planet artificially? Isn't it going to be colder year-round and the winters will, like, kill off half the fucking human population? I mean, seriously, didn't humans evolve in tropical environments? Don't we do best when it's warm? We'll just make warmer clothing for the winters. What is this? By the way, if you cool the earth, aren't you going to have far less vegetation? Aren't you going to have far shorter crop cycles? So you're going to have less crops? Less plants are going to grow. You're going to have shorter growing seasons, and those growing seasons that you do have are going to have less crops overall. So how many people are going to die from starvation? Ah, don't worry. No big deal. We're saving the planet. But you're killing humanity. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We hate people anyway. You know, we're the left. You know, we're a big, giant death cult after all. Because everything we support, everything that we push, everything we promulgate results in lots of people dying. It also follows from their greater near-term feasibility relative to space-based approaches. Yeah, I read that. There is no government policy attached to the document yet, as it's just a research document. But the report also says there's good logic for a cohesive research agenda on this topic. Good logic. Based upon a flawed premise, which is global warming, and that has been debunked, so you now call it climate change! Yeah. It reads, the research plan focuses on improving understanding of the potential impacts of SRM rather than on technologies needed for deployment. Much of this research would contribute to our ability to understand basic climate processes. So you want to fuck with the climate, even though you don't really understand it, and you admit you don't understand it very well, but you want to fuck with it. Yeah, I'm sure there won't be any horrible unintended consequences, like half the fucking human population dying off, especially populations that live in places that don't have advanced technology, don't have highly promulgated sources of air conditioning or heating, who live most of the year exposed to the environment. I'm sure they won't suffer any long-term consequences. Well, they won't be long-term, that's for sure. They'll fucking die the first year this is implemented, when it goes from being like 75 in winter in the Congo to fucking 30, and they have no way to combat that cold weather, so half the people die. It's brilliant. Oh, and of course, there's the reduction in crop yield, so that'll kill most people as well. This is brilliant. Yeah. And it affects the human greenhouse gas emissions as well as outcomes of SRM. See, well, you didn't even know what the outcomes are. I'm telling you what the outcomes are, and they're very fucking obvious. So you want to implement a policy that you admit you don't know what the outcomes will be. You want to implement it so you can see what the outcomes will be. But if you do that, it'll be too late. You'll have killed half the human population. And it's irreversible, by the way. How are you going to get this shit out of the atmosphere once you pump it into the atmosphere? Huh? What did you find out? What is obvious to me, but you're a leftist, so you don't know how reality works. You can't do any critical thinking, so you don't realize the obvious outcomes that I'm pointing out that I think are very obvious. And you do this, and half the people die. What are you going to do? Oh, geez, this is a bad idea, I guess. You know, we wanted to see what the benefits are by actually implementing this absurd policy, and half the people died. Well, how are you going to get that shit out of the atmosphere? You can't. That's okay. People in the richer countries will be able to combat the effects of this change. Yeah. It's only the poor people that'll drop dead. I thought that you people on the left cared about the poor. Seems like they'd be the ones most heavily affected by this. Despite the clear disclaimer, others feel confident the White House likes what it sees. That's what concerns me. That's what concerns me. That the White House likes this. Anything the White House likes, Joe Biden's White House, you need to be seriously concerned. Okay? If you care about life, liberty, and your own well-being, you need to be very concerned if the White House, Biden's White House, likes this. The fact that this report even exists is probably the most consequential component of this release. Shuchi Talati, the executive director of the Alliance for Just Deliberation on Solar Geoengineering, told Politico. So somebody who is a green lobbyist thinks this is a great idea. Of course he does. It'll make him rich beyond his wildest dreams. This report also signals that the U.S. government is supportive of well-governed research, including outdoor experimentation, which I think is quite significant. You know what? I get no problem with the experiment with this, like in a controlled environment. But the moment you start using people as guinea pigs, and of course, no government in the world has ever used their own population as guinea pigs. Oh, no. But you start doing that, I have a real problem with that, okay? Including outdoor experimentation, which I think is quite significant. No, I think it's quite significant, all right, in the negative. Study this in a laboratory. Create an environmental atmosphere in a laboratory and then inject your little fucking chemicals into that artificial atmosphere and see what happens. And introduce ultraviolet radiation and solar radiation and see what happens. And see what the effects are. Put some rats in there and put some living animals in there and see if they don't grow two heads or something or have genetic damage or fucking something, some kind of adverse effects. And then maybe do this on a large scale, about a planetary scale. Or if you've done any small scale research, we're going to do it to see what happens when we do it. Oh, that's brilliant. That's very, very responsible science, yo. Yeah, I think Mengele had the same kind of viewpoint. A landmark report released in March 2021 from the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. I'm sure they don't get any money from the government. Oh, no. Addressed three kinds of solar geoengineering possibilities. What about geothermal energy? What about tapping into the Earth's geothermal heat? What about digging down real deep and then tapping into that, magma heat? Into the heat that is created. You know, the Earth is only about 8 miles thick. And then the rest is magma, lava, molten, rock and shit. That the majority of the Earth is molten rock and metals under the surface. We can't tap into that to create energy. No. We're just going to create very highly inefficient solar panels and explore all the technology that is extremely inefficient because we don't want people to have cheap energy. Because if they had cheap energy, they would be able to save a lot more money and be independent. And then they wouldn't be enamored, enthralled to the fucking government for their survival, which is what they really want. And it's why they're pushing this bullshit in the first place. Stratospheric aerosol injection of what? No, they don't dare tell you that. Would involve it, because if they told you what the chemicals they were that they were going to inject in the atmosphere actually were, then you could study those effects separate of this retarded policy, this retarded idea. We're against climate change, man-made climate change. Why are you going to solve that problem? More man-made climate change. You can't make this shit up. Stratospheric aerosol injection would involve flying aircraft into the stratosphere between 10 to 30 miles skyward and spraying a fine mist. Yeah, probably destroy the ozone layer and kill the other half of the population that the deforestation didn't kill. And a change in, the weather didn't kill. In the Congo, it goes down from 90 degrees in winter to fucking 30, and most of the people die, and then they have no food. Well, if that doesn't kill them, the destruction of the ozone layer that we didn't foresee, that'll do away with most of them. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, up to 30 miles skyward and spraying a fine mist that would hang in the air. Doesn't sound ominous at all. Reflecting some of the sun's radiation back into space. Some. How much? This is crazy. Number one, they don't even know how much solar radiation is trapped on the Earth within its atmosphere by the so-called man-made greenhouse gases that find their way into the atmosphere. We don't even know how much that warms the Earth. We don't even know how much of an extra percentage of solar radiation is held in to warm the Earth. So we really don't know how much should be injected into the atmosphere to reach a minimal amount of cooling to stop the global warming that isn't actually happening, which is why they now use the term climate change. So we don't even know. So it could be if they reduce the amount of solar radiation getting to the Earth by 5%, we all fucking die. Because they don't know. Oh, but this is a brilliant idea. The same idea that they're saying is really bad when it's unintentional is a great idea when it's intentional. Oh my God, it's irrelevant, intentional or not. You're saying that maybe climate change is bad, so we're going to change the climate intentionally. Because that'll make it so much better. Even though we have no metric of measurement in regards to how much we should affect it. So we're just going to, you know, throw something at the wall until something sticks. Which will probably kill us all. But anyway, there you go. Take a brilliant idea, White House. Brilliant. Exactly what I would expect from Beijing Biden here. Yeah. Brilliant. Focus on more renewable energy. Yeah, that's produced by fossil fuels because the greenhouse, the green energy doesn't produce enough energy to produce the things that produce the green energy. Brilliant idea, Joe. So there you go. Let me know what you think of this master plan by the left, by the global elites, by the Bilderbergers and Illuminati, the global bankers, yeah, the J.P. Morgans of the world. Let me know what you think of this monumental catastrophe waiting to happen, in my opinion, of the governments of the world affecting intentional climate change to offset the unintentional climate change that has been proven to be total bullshit. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think. Please like, subscribe, and leave a comment, yo.